Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
We know all this from all the other things that we do and that we're manifesting all throughout the year, but it's super important to be intentional during this time of year because the whole world gets into the space of either really centering into themselves and knowing the true holidays for themselves, or this chaos, this busyness. And so more than ever, although it is easy to have so much on our to-do list that we stop doing things like our morning routines or the alignment practices that we've talked about here, it's actually the most important thing you can do, because you know that your presence, that your energy is the most important gift that you can give this holiday season to anyone and everyone, right? And so let's go a little bit deeper into that, right? What does that look like when we're in that peace and that calm and that joy and that equanimity? That equanimity that says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to be this beautiful pillar of peace and kindness. It helps neutralize and balance the chaos energy, right? When we move at a slower pace through the holidays because we don't have a big to-do list, and we have more time to be intentional and present, we embody an energy that not only attracts that to us, but also is a kindness in all of our interactions to everyone around us. And because they're in such a chaotic tailspin, just by you being you in this centeredness, to them will be 10 times more the gift than it would any other time. This makes sense because somebody is really stressed out normally, and you come in, let's say you're at like a coffee spot or whatever, and you're getting coffee, and there's somebody who's behind you who is running really late or feeling really stressed out, and you can tell because they're all jittery and they're just like, and you can feel their energy and frequency and vibration is just kind of all over the place. And although you're standing in front of them, you don't really have anything to do or really anywhere that you need to be that causes that chaos. So you just turn and you're like, hey, you know what? Go ahead in front of me, please. It's no big deal. I don't mind at all. It would be my pleasure. And that act of kindness to them means the world, because not only does it wake them up out of their own chaos, right? There is this kindness that they see in you that they want for themselves, even if they unconsciously and resonating in that sense, it is occurring. And so when we can be this gift of alignment by just being who we are, I mean, because we say it's a gift, but my God, it really is a gift to ourselves, right? To not be so stressed out, to not have our nervous system be whacked out, to really feeling into the peace and the joy and the beauty of the season, right? When we are giving that gift to them by just being, it shows them what they could have too. And the more that we are in our alignment and we invite others to be in their alignment, then the whole world starts to pause a little bit more, to slow down a little bit more, to understand what this season truly is all about. That connection to each other, to something higher than ourselves, to the peace and the abundance that is literally all around us all the time and is inside of us. That's what abundant holidays are. That's what it means to be abundance. So, this holiday season, I want you to really think about how it is you want to feel. Set that intention. And then when you find the awareness that you are not aligned or you're not feeling those feelings, of course, don't judge it, just observe it. And then notice, is there something that I can do differently right now? Whether it's aligning, taking time to tap into my inner presence, or is it something that I can take off of my to-do list, drop off completely, or is it just a moment of just doing absolutely nothing? Nothing at all, except for maybe sitting and looking at the lights on the Christmas tree. Just allowing ourselves to be in the moment. Not having to fill every second with something. And you can do this with your family. You can ask each person to tell you how they want to feel during this holiday season. What are the feelings that are evoked during this season that feel really good, that they want to participate in more? And you can actually do this intention setting in these feelings with your whole family. And then when things come up that you are supposed to do during this time period, supposed to do, right, is on your calendar, things you've done previously, traditions or things that, like, in November, when you first saw them, you're like, oh, that sounds like fun. And now it's rolled around and you've done so many other things. You're like, do we really want to do this? Or are we just doing this because it's on the calendar? And at one point we thought it would be cool to do. This is when you ask yourself and or your family and say, would doing this or going to this or hosting this or being in this particular way elicit the feelings that we actually want to feel this holiday season? And allowing yourself to honestly answer and then drop whatever it is, if that's what you guys feel called to, or do something in a different way. Just giving yourself the awareness and opportunity to play with a different way of being during this holiday season. Not getting sucked into the doingness and the way it's always been done and the traditions and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The perfection. But really feeling into, I am the creator of my experience. That includes the holidays. And I get to say how my holidays are going to come about for me. And you'll notice when you do this that at the end of the holiday season, when you go back to your quote-unquote normal life, right? When you are asked that question about, well, how was your holiday season? You will be like, huh. How was it? What did we do? But you'll actually answer with a feeling. It was absolutely wonderful. Oh, it was so joyful. It was so peaceful. It was so exciting. And that's the abundant holidays. And that's abundance in general. And that's manifesting the holiday season that we want.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena. And share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.